We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Chris Kleiman Show. The Chris Kleiman Show is presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. Now, here's your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone, and we welcome you to another edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. We'll be talking Kansas State football over the next hour, and boy, do we have a lot to cover. After a week where the Cats were idle, they are back at it this weekend, and they're on the road for the first time at number 3 Oklahoma on Saturday. We'll have coverage on the K-State Sports Network starting at 9 o'clock with the pregame show. We'll kick at 11:05 a.m. from Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. And it should be an interesting game. National television with Fox will see Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt again this week after seeing them here 2 weeks ago. Also mentioning here real briefly, out of the gate, K-State will return home a week from Saturday. They'll play host to the Texas Tech Red Raiders. The game time for that one will be 2:30, and we'll talk more about that one later, too. Nate Lewis running things back at our studios in Jeff City. Jesse Piper helping out here along with Kenny Lanoue and Jay Moline. Welcome to the show. It's the Wildcats and the Sooners on Saturday, and at this time, we'll remind you, we welcome those listening across the network and also watching on Facebook Live. If you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do that, and you can do it now via the Facebook live stream, or you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach, as always, presented by Intrust Bank. And let's say good evening to the Coach of the Cats, Mr. Chris Kleiman, just off the practice field. A busy, busy dude. How are you, my friend? Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. I'm talking fresh off the practice field. I hustled up here, got a little lather to me still. It was a little warmer out there, and that's kind of something that I know we'll get into. It's going to heat up here in the next few days, and we've had a really cool last 2 weeks. So I think the heat will be a factor.
Well, I think it will, too. It's very interesting when you think about it from that perspective because, you know, we could talk about, you know, all of the things and all of the adversity that you've been going through. But we haven't had a real hot summer, and the conditioning is a factor anyway. And now you ramp that back up to near 90 degrees. One would certainly have to be concerned about it down in Norman Saturday.
Yes, and today I thought it was extremely warm out there. I could tell the guys were sweating pretty good and were huffing and puffing a little bit, and we just, you know, remind the guys, hey, let's hydrate quite a bit, and we've had a decent amount of practices with this group, so hopefully they'll take care of their bodies after practice today. We have a very short morning tomorrow before we hit the road, so hopefully they can get in here and take care of their bodies a little bit more with some training room time and continue to hydrate, and then going to have to play an awful lot of bodies on Saturday.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about how the week went. We talked on last week's show, there was a lot of, you know, reflection back on the game, reflection on the program and all of the things about that. And then this week, you've got to get ready to play a football game again. And it seemed to me in the time that I was out there that the guys really were cut in a little bit more, and that it seemed to be a little, I mean, just better and more focused maybe. Is that the right way to say it?
Well, it was different just because we focused on Oklahoma, where the week before in the open week, we just focused on ourselves and kind of got back to fall camp mode because of all the practice time that we'd missed. And so we got into a routine of going against some scout teams and showing Oklahoma offense and defense, as well as still finding time to go K-State against K-State. And I thought we had a really good practice on Tuesday, kind of had a little lull on Wednesday, and we had a good chat with the guys and the leaders, and I thought we had a really good tempo today with our practice. There was good urgency to our practice, and, you know, it's just we've played one game, and we're at the end of September, which is kind of crazy, so we're excited to get into a rhythm of playing three in a row, hopefully.
Well, I think that's the thing that you look at now. It is more – hopefully a routine kind of thing. You're still going to fight some things moving forward and probably will all season, but now to get in what I would describe as just a weekly routine, that's got to be a benefit for everybody.
It really is. I know it's a benefit for the guys and for the coaches as well, and the fact that we'll play this game Saturday and regardless of the outcome on Sunday morning, we have to turn the page to the next opponent, and that's going to be for three straight weeks, which is what everybody's used to. I mean, that's college football. And so hopefully everybody in college football, everybody in the Big 12 has that same routine and rhythm where we don't have any cancellations. We're able to play a number of games in a row.
We'll talk a lot more about the Oklahoma Sooners later in the program, but maybe just a thought or two right here. I know you've broken down a lot of film of their Missouri State game, and they were very dominant. Everybody expected that, 148-0. Maybe just some initial thoughts about them both offensively and defensively, if you don't mind.
Yeah, offensively, the quarterback is a really talented player. He's a young player, but he's got a tremendous arm, very accurate, extremely good athlete. You can tell he's very calm and confident running the team. And then on defense, they moved an awful lot. They slanted, they angled, they did some games up front, and just were really, really fast. Now, I knew they'd be faster than Missouri State, but they were extremely fast, very physical, and very disruptive, especially in that front seven.
It's really an interesting scenario. You played so well against them last year, Coach, in getting them here 49-41. I think for a lot of people, and I get it, it was the highlight of the year, really. It's hard to beat a team of that caliber. And I go back to what you did early on. You did so many things well. Now, the start wasn't perfect. We were down 10-0. But, boy, from that point until late in the third, maybe early in the fourth, it was all going well for the Cats. I'm sure you've brought that up some this week. That was a big-time effort.
Yeah, it was, and it's going to take the same kind of effort, and more importantly, the execution what was so good. I mean, we were running the same plays against Oklahoma State and Baylor and not having any success, and limited success against TCU, but we were able to find a way to win that before the Oklahoma game. But the effort's always been there with our guys. It's execution that we have to be more consistent on, and that's across the board. That's offensively, defensively. It's sustaining blocks. It's getting off blocks. It's making plays after the catch. It's making open field tackles. And we were able to do that against Oklahoma last year. And so I hope a number of guys that played in that game have some fond memories and some confidence to say, you know, if we play our best football, we can play with these guys and make it a four-quarter battle.
I want to ask you here real briefly about going on the road for the first time in 2020, which is different than any other year that we've faced. kind of maybe give me a sense of the differences, the approach, and because, it, I mean, it is, it's crazy all over the map of how different it is from what's normal.
Yeah, it is. It is quite a bit different. We're busing down, and I don't even know how many buses we have, Wyatt, but a lot.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing. I mean, we have a bunch of buses, and nobody's going to share a seat, and it's going to be masks the whole time going down. And then when we get to the hotel, hopefully we get into a rhythm of the same thing we had a couple weeks ago. But, no, and I've never been to Oklahoma. I know a few of our staff members have, a number of our players have. I'm excited to see it because Oklahoma football traditionally is something that I always watched as a young kid. I loved watching Barry Switzer's teams and excited about being able to be on their campus. And I know it's going to be a different atmosphere. I don't know what their stadium, I don't know how many they can have, but I know that it'll be an environment that we're going to have to make sure that we can handle whatever noise there is and make sure we can execute.
Oklahoma is ranked third. It certainly is a big-time challenge, but it's one the Wildcats are looking forward to. We'll talk about that, break down some other things in terms of K-State football on the program tonight. We're so thrilled that you are with us. We again remind you, if you're listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live, you can submit a question for Coach, and you can do it now via the Facebook live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach presented by Intrust Bank, and we'll get to some of those questions when we come back in just 2 minutes. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Revitech fungicide from BASF has been specifically developed for the selective soybean grower who doesn't compromise. If you think good is good enough, if you're okay with just achieving rather than overachieving, if average is your goal, this is not the fungicide for you. Revitech fungicide, brand new chemistry, 3 no-excuse modes of action, 0 modes of compromise. Sounds like the fungicide for you. Revitech fungicide from BASF, that's smart. Always read and follow label directions.
Willie understands the Cats are going to have to claw and fight their way through this year's Big 12 schedule, but Willie wants you to have a smooth ride to every Wildcat game. That's why he recommends Kansas Land Tire to keep your ride in as good a shape as a K-State running back. Kansas Land Tire isn't just tires, it's everything mechanical, from exhaust systems to cooling systems to brakes and tune-ups. They can handle it all at Kansas Land Tire. Online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Welcome back on this Thursday night to the Chris Kleiman Radio Show, presented by Intrust Bank and by Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We're here until 8 o'clock. You can join us. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. Hey, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service. For all their tire and auto service needs, visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Wildcats and Sooners on Saturday in Norman. Our coverage begins bright and early at 9 a.m. Kickoff at 11:05 from Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. K-State and the Sooners on Saturday. Well, we'll again remind you, if you have a question for Coach, you can check out Facebook Live. And the Facebook live stream is going now, or you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach are presented by Intrust Bank. We've got a few, and we'll get to one here right out of the gate. This question, Coach, comes from Marcus, who wants to know, and this won't surprise you, wanting an update on Jerron McPherson and Wayne Jones and how they are doing after being injured in the game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, let's talk Jerron. He missed the open week and then was back on Monday and practice full speed most of the week. And so we're confident that J-Mac is going to be ready to roll. And then it was good to see Wayne Jones back in the building early in the week and has been cleared. And so we will progress him as Wayne sees fit and as we see fit. But it was exciting to just get Wayne back in the building and have his spirits and leadership because he's such a terrific young man. And so rest assured that our plan is throughout the season that Wayne will be back.
Coach, we love this game of football. There's no doubt about that. But that was a scary thing, and it is part of the game. But kind of give us a sense of, you know, I mean, he got along, and we get him to the hospital, get him checked out, and we heard right away from him that things were okay, that it was going to be all right. Boy, that had to be a big relief for you and everybody, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still one of my biggest fears in this game, and it's a physical game. We all know that. It's a violent game. A lot of times you get your body in positions that you don't even know how you have your body in that position, and his seemed like, just watching on film, a little bit of a whiplash. I know that the docs did a great job. Everybody that was at the stadium did a phenomenal job of making sure that he was safe and secure. And he was talking to me out in the field, so I felt comfortable. And then I talked to him that night, Saturday night, for a while, and when he was released from the hospital. But those are frightening times, and the good Lord blessed Wayne on Saturday of that day.
Yeah, for sure. All right, this one comes from Freddie, courtesy of tweeting me at Catvoice Wyatt, and courtesy of Intrust Bank. This one is about Joshua Youngblood and wants to know, will he be available this weekend? And then secondarily, you got a chance this summer to be with him up close and personal, maybe more so than normal. They kind of wanted to hear you tell a little bit about what that was like with YB.
Well, for starters, he was back at practice, and we're excited about Josh. But no, he spent some time with my family that he had an injury, and we were able to help him out, and especially during the COVID time when his mother wasn't here. So it was a Josh is such a wonderful kid. He has a wonderful family, and like any player here, all of us as a staff will be open arms, willing to help these young men because they are our family. All these players are our family, and we were excited to be able to help Josh this summer.
He certainly had an unbelievable freshman year. There's no doubt about that. Certainly more so as a returner than a receiver, I suppose. Part of that is just opportunity when you have a guy like Dalton Schoen out there and others. What kind of progress has he made as a receiver, and what did he need to get better at, over the long summer?
Well, he just needed to work on his route running, work on understanding concepts and coverages and practice time. And unfortunately, he, like several other people, have missed a ton of practice time. And so you don't just pick things up over a week or 10 days of practice. It takes months and months of practice, and we didn't have that opportunity with any of our players in the spring and summer. And so, he's an extremely skilled athlete, as everybody knows, and has great speed and gets the ball in his hands and is a really electric player. And so we're continuing to force feed him pretty quickly a lot of the route tree and move him around and stuff. And I'm excited because he's made really good progress.
Coach, it was really no secret that one of the areas where you got hit at one point was in the receiving core. Where do you stand today on that? Do you feel like you're getting a lot closer to being having everybody at least available?
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer, Wyatt, because I could say that now, and we still have COVID testing tomorrow, and we could say, wait a minute, I thought they were pretty safe, and now
exactly.
They're down five guys.
Yeah.
So that's in today's day and age an impossible question to answer about any position because
it
definitely changes every day.
Almost so, hourly, right? I mean, almost
it
hourly?
Does almost yeah. hourly. Yeah. So, you know, we had a good number at most positions. We were still down a few positions out there today, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
It's an interesting point because I think some eyebrows were raised on Monday during the Big 12 teleconference when you said the Monday following the first game, you got 12 guys back, and over the next week, you lost 10. So it's, paraphrasing what you said, two steps forward and a step and a half or two back, and that's what it is.
Yeah, we were, you know, five steps back in late August when we were down 40-some guys, and then we started to get some of those guys back, but we have a huge roster, and so you can just count the numbers and say, well, it's one of those things, unfortunately, it's not if, it's when, and that's kind of where a lot of campuses across the country are, and so we have another COVID test tomorrow morning before we start the transportation process down to Norman, and we'll cross our fingers that we get through that one.
We're crossing them now, that's for sure.
That's right.
We'll continue with Coach in just 2 minutes. Back after this. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one!
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two!
Virtual play dates. Social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three!
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Wildcats at Oklahoma on Saturday against the third-ranked Sooners. Our coverage will begin at 9 a.m. We'll kick at 11:05 at Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. This is the Chris Kleiman Show. We're here until 8 o'clock. We're so glad you're along with us. If you're watching on Facebook Live and would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do that right now via the Facebook live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach presented by Intrust Bank. I always find these types of questions interesting. This one from Facebook simply states, Coach, any update on alternate uniforms?
Wow. In fact, I think Gene and I were supposed to go out to Nike in like April or May, and obviously that trip was canceled and don't think it's been rescheduled. So being a tough year this year without any leg time to be able to get things designed and things move forward. And so probably nothing this year, nothing that I'm aware of, simply because nobody could travel to be able to show samples and those things.
Okay. This one is reading just straight up. Will revenge play any part of the game for OU on Saturday from your perspective?
I don't believe so. I don't think that's kind of the way Lincoln thinks. I may be wrong, but I think most of us coaches are let's play the game in front of us. And if you get so caught up in revenge or get so caught up in we have to do something, typically you don't do it. And it's more of, hey, this is it's a new team, it's a new season. I definitely, when we play teams that had beaten us last year, I'm sure not thinking that. I'm thinking about what do we have to do to execute to be successful. And so, and we all know in the Big 12, if you play really well, you have an opportunity. And if you don't have your A game, you get a chance to get knocked off. And I think there's a lot of parity, and especially this year when nobody knows what each team's going to field on Saturday.
You know, it's really an interesting thing, too. From my perspective, you're in your second year. There are three other guys in the league that are in their second year. And yet, this is a pretty, from my perspective at least, a group of coaches that are in this together, if you will. They have a lot of respect for what the Big 12 is all about. And I think that these coaches, like a Lincoln Riley, get a lot of publicity, and rightfully so, they should. But guys like Matt Wells and Neil Brown and yourself, guys like that, good at what they do. This is a good league for coaches.
It's an excellent league for coaches, and I think top-to-bottom staffs are exceptional as well.
Yeah.
And very innovative minds. And, you look at what Baylor did last year defensively. That was as good a defense as there was, I think, in the country. And then offensively, the amount of quarterbacks and receivers and high-powered offenses, it's a great league. And a league that coaches really respect one another, and that's fun. I look forward to the quick conversations I have with the guys, the coaches, my counterparts before a game and stuff, just to pick their brain and visit with them about things that they're seeing in our league or seeing across the landscape of college football. And everybody's willing to kind of share some thoughts, and that, I think that's really important.
You bet. Here's another question. This one from @CatBoysWyatt, presented by Interest Bank. This is, I like this handle. This is ChipDudeMHK. You like that one? That's pretty good. Last year, Wyatt Hubert ended the season with 7 sacks. With how much he has beefed up from the summer, now at 270, does Coach feel that this year we could be looking at double-digit sacks for the captain? What do you think?
Well, I know that that's what Wyatt would like to do, and that's without question the process and thought for us is we need to have him cut loose and be a double-digit guy, and he has the capabilities of doing that. He's such a disruptive player, and he's kind of a game-changer that I'm excited about what he's able to do. We have to continue to move him around. You know, last year we played him inside as much as we played him outside in third down situations, and this year we have to find some ways to get him outside on his own or inside or stacked up with somebody, because that's when it's a lot easier for a guy to have an impact when people don't know where he's lining up on every snap.
Here's one for you too. It's with Drew Wiley. As a coach, how much respect do you have for a guy who has, I guess the way they put it, bided his time to get into that starting lineup? And he's a good football player, we know that, and he's always been a team guy. But how much do you respect the fact that he has kind of just gotten a little bit better each year, and now he's getting a starting opportunity?
Well, he's like me. He's an Iowa guy. How do you not respect that? Well,
I like it. Good answer.
Love Drew. What a great story he is. And, yeah. And I was talking actually with Jeff Mitty today at our coaches meeting about, how he was the third guy with Jordan Mitty and Trey Deshaun. And even Jeff Mitty said to me, wow,
yeah.
Drew Wiley looks. And I said, I know it, that he's really elevated his game. And he's one of those guys that everybody on the team roots for, because they see the effort and the hard work and the commitment, the dedication that he has. And Drew's an all-conference type player without question.
And with that, I also heard some of the coaches say this week too, in particular Joe Klanderman. He said that Drew played pretty well, and so did Eli Huggins in that opening game. And I know they hope that is a position of strength for the entire season.
Without question. That was one of the questions that we had going in. Mm-hmm. Is we lost, a few great players there last year. And those two guys, even though Drew played a number of snaps and Eli was a spot player, they were a little bit unproven in the fact that they hadn't done it for 50, 60 snaps in a game. And they both did that and played exceptionally well. And they're stronger. They're more knowledgeable this year. They just understand what we're doing schematically. And so we're excited about those two having exceptional seasons. It's just us continuing to try to find who's the Drew Wiley and Eli Huggins from last year for this year. We have a number of guys, we have Dee Hentz, we have Jalen Pickle, we have Derek Newton, and we just need to have a few of those guys step up with, to be able to contribute for 20, 25 snaps a game.
For sure. We need to get a break in here, and we will do that. We'll continue with Coach in just a couple of minutes. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and PowerCat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, that oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Wildcats and the Sooners on Saturday from Norman will hit the air at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, bright and early, for K-State football. The Wildcats and Oklahoma to kick off the 25th year of Big 12 football. That's hard to believe. The very first game, of course, was Texas Tech and the Wildcats, and they will play a week from Saturday here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A couple of questions on Twitter about growing up for you, Chris Kleiman. You mentioned you were from Iowa. Who did you emulate? You were a defensive back. Who did you emulate? Who were some of your heroes, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, what have you, growing up? Good question.
Wow. Well, this will irritate some of the Royals fans, but obviously I'm a Cardinals fan. So my dad worked in a sporting goods company, and his partner was based in St. Louis. So we went down and saw a lot of St. Louis Cardinals games, and I'll never forget, I'm in the dugout of St. Louis Cardinals, and guy hands me his glove, and I put his glove on, and I pop in my fist, and I'm like, boy, this is pretty cool. And my dad goes, and I'm probably 7, 8 years old, goes, that's Ozzie Smith.
Oh, my goodness, the Wizard.
Yeah. How cool is that? And so, I liked all NFL things. I'm an avid NFL fan when I was a kid, college guy. I mean, nobody that I just said, boy, I'm emulating my game or anything after. But I was always a fan of everything. You know, I liked the Packers when Brett Favre was playing because I enjoyed him, and it was plus we got him on TV every weekend. I liked the Chiefs because we got those guys on TV. I never was a Vikings fan, even in that area, and I never was a Bears fan.
Interesting.
No, nobody in particular.
But Ozzie Smith, that's
but Ozzie Smith,
that's a good one
though, isn't it?
That is a real good one. Hall of Famer, one of the best ever, especially defensively. It's interesting. And then as you start coaching, anybody stand out in the early part of your career that you'd mention?
Early part of my career, I was really fortunate. I was a graduate assistant at Northern Iowa under Terry Allen, and so Terry's the one that gave me my first opportunity, and so appreciative of what TA has done for me. But Dick Moseley, a guy that coached in the NFL for years and years, and he was with Lindy Infante with the Green Bay Packers, and Mose was kind of tailing down in his career, and he came to Northern Iowa and kind of taught me an awful lot about coaching, about life, and he passed away a few years ago, and Mose was, I think, 81 years old and was still coaching football in the high school level. And so he taught me an awful lot and just been really blessed because I coached at a lot of different places when I was a young coach and had great opportunities to learn from an awful lot of people.
All right, very good. Let's talk about the offensive line a little bit. I know I'm visiting with some of your coaches today. There was a lot of focus on them going into the season. And after the initial game, you've got a lot of good young football players there trying to make their way. As I pointed out with Coach Mess, it seemed like there were some good things that happened even through some duress and a loss. I'm curious as to what you guys are seeing as a staff with those guys. And are you seeing, I know it's early and that we're not very far into this, but are you seeing some growth from some of these young guys?
Well, absolutely, we are in the offensive line, and it's a brand new group other than Josh Rivas. Nobody has played any college snaps other than Revo, and we are a revolving door because of COVID, and not had a group of five or six guys since the whole fall camp. So credit to Coach Riley of just continuing to grind on those guys and get each kid better. Now we have to be able to get the group better when we can get them all together. And that's been the challenge for us. But I know this, when you have all new offensive linemen miss spring, miss the summer, it's going to take time. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't want to hear that, but it's going to take time to get those guys to gel. And I know this, that they're all young. We'll get them all back. And Noah's the only senior, and we hope like heck Noah comes back and plays again, it'll be a strength as we look back at this after we go through some growing pains, probably.
Yeah. One more question about the philosophy, I guess, that you guys as a staff have with the offensive linemen. I think now we have seen a guy like Cooper Beebe play both guard and the tackle position. I think every coach, if they were honest, would say they're usually more suited for one than the other. But I guess the question is do you look for guys, though, that have that type of versatility that can do that when you need to have that? Because it's hard to play both. They're totally different from what I've been told.
It really is, and it takes a really sharp, intelligent young man to do it. That's what we looked for in this recruiting class, and we were able to land a bunch of them, you know, from Sam Shields that we know is an interior guy that from Manhattan could be a center or a guard, to Carver Willis that we like as a tackle but could be a guard, to Taylor Warner that could play either guard or either tackle position from Gardner-Edgerton. And then there's Whit Mitchum that we have at tackle, but he could play guard because they have length, they have size, and, you know, we'll see where their bodies go. They're all, you know, in that 260 to 285 range, but give them a year and they'll be in that 285 to 310 range, and they'll be helping us next year. Then I think you're talking about, well, now it could be a strength when you have all these kids coming back, plus four freshmen that we feel really, really good about that just need a year of developing.
I've seen a few depth charts this fall that have 330-pound offensive linemen. Is that good? Is it not? What do you think?
No, we're trying to get those guys down into the 18-320 range. Everybody's a little bit different, but when we send them home March 6th and we don't see them again until July 14th,
that's tough. Isn't
it? You know, you probably like to have a piece of pizza now and then. You probably like to have a dessert. You and I like to do that. I know Kenny Lanou always has a dessert.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
It's difficult, and you're working out on your own. Some guys have a lot of resources. Some guys don't have many resources. If you're a skill kid, it's probably easy to maintain, and you want those guys to gain weight. So we didn't get a lot of weight gain out of those guys. And if you're a big guy, we wanted you to lose weight, and it went a little bit the other way. So I know that Coach Riles has done a really good job over the last probably 3 weeks really emphasizing that, and give Scott Trausch and Coach Dawson credit, because we are carving some guys up, and the guys are getting leaner.
All right, we'll take another break here. More with Coach in just a moment. Back in 2 minutes after you hear from your local Wildcat affiliate. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aciaretirement.org/Shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Kathy, you've done it.
We welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Radio Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. I'm Wyatt Thompson, alongside the coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Chris Kleiman, as we get you set for K-State football on Saturday in Norman, Oklahoma. Our pregame begins at 9 o'clock. We'll kick at 11:05, and then a week from Saturday, K-State returns home to face the Texas Tech Red Raiders at 2:30, and that will be Fort Riley Day. We very much look forward to that. I failed to mention a moment ago, and I need to do this. We have had some technical problems tonight with Facebook Live, so we are not currently on Facebook Live. But if you have a question for Coach, we'll get it to him as quickly as we can. Just tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. That's @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions presented by Intrust Bank. Coach, one question that we got from Eddie, he said he lives out in Northwest Kansas, wanted to know a little bit about the progress of a young man by the name of Jordan Shippers, who works in the secondary. How's Jordan doing these days?
Oh, boy, we're excited about Jordan Shippers. He's going to be a really good football player for us. He has to sit this year for transfer rules, we're trying to find the right spot for Ship because he's working with the secondary, not played defensive back, been an offensive guy. And so he kind of terrorized, as the scout team offensive player, terrorized the defense for a few weeks. And so I said, Ship, let's have you play some wide out and some running back with the offensive guys. So he's going to continue to work with Coach Ray, Brian Anderson, and will do some defensive things with him too. I just want to see what his body develops and what he maybe can help us the quickest at, because really good athlete, good size, and very competitive.
Another guy back there that catches my eye from time to time is Hunter Henry. He's a young guy who I think had a little bit of trouble getting cleared to come in here, a young man who started his career briefly at Rice. How is he doing?
He's doing well. He's kind of working his way into a role for us through special teams and backing up the safety spots. But you're right, we didn't get clearance on him from an eligibility standpoint till late in August. And so he was behind a little bit, and we're excited because Hunter has a pretty good skill set. Now he just needs repetition in our system and get an opportunity on special teams to see what he can do. But obviously it gives us any athletic bodies, like, you know, with Hunter and Ship and those guys, we'll find spots for them. They have to continue to develop with Coach Dawson in the strength training system.
We've had a few questions, too, about Will Howard, as you might expect, a young quarterback that you guys really, really like. We saw him briefly in the game against Arkansas State. What is the scenario that fits best for getting him opportunities moving forward? Because these games are big. You're there to win. He doesn't have a lot of experience, but has a lot of skill, and you want to try to get him in there as much as you can when it's the right thing to do. Where's the balance there, I guess, is the question.
Well, the biggest balance for him is the practice reps, and that's why we're going to stay with this whole season. Last year, because we had so many seniors and so many upperclassmen, we broke off into a lot more scout team. Plus, we had so much time with the guys. This year, we're not. So we're going to go K-State, meaning the ones against the ones, the twos against the ones, all year long on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and it gives Will a chance to go against a rush of Cleed Duke and Wyatt Hubert and go against Eli and Jay Ball as the linebackers and Jay Mack and Wayne as the safeties. And so that's where he needs to excel the most, is just see really fast athletes trying to disrupt his timing and disrupt his rhythm. And as we continue to get him those reps, he's going to get more and more comfortable. And obviously everybody saw in one game in a few snaps, he's a pretty confident guy back there with a really good arm, and for 235 pounds, he's a really good athlete.
Also, some questions about the running back position. Harry Trotter got a lot of carries in that opener. We saw what Deuce did, and those guys are, you know, obviously pretty darn good players. But because of that, that leaves less chances for a guy like Tyler Burns and maybe Jacardi A. Wright. I'm sure you hope down the road you're going to need those guys. I mean, we need depth at this level. That's simply put.
Yeah, we need them all, and everybody's going to have opportunities. It just all depends week to week who's available, and some weren't available last week, and
right.
We hope some will be available this week, and so we'll play with the guys that are available.
For sure. We need to take another break. We'll continue with Coach in just a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Channel, we're saying no to excess noise and focusing on what you really need. Customized recommendations and expert advice from people you can count on. Because when you turn down all the extra noise, you can hear yourself succeed. This moment of clarity is brought to you by Channel. Discover how a Channel seedsman can help drive performance in your fields. Visit channel.com/results.
With an unequaled client experience focusing on communication and attention to detail, let the team at Fox Home Innovations work with you to create a new space that you will love for years to come. A proud K-State home team sponsor, Fox Home Innovations is a design, remodel, build firm that has served Manhattan and the surrounding areas for 10 years. From site visit to project completion, Fox Home Innovations will develop a plan that fits your budgets, wants, and needs. To turn your dreams into reality, like Fox Home Innovations on Facebook or visit foxhomeinnovations.com.
K-State fans, Stan Weber here. Let me tell you about my friends at Buck Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. With offices in both Kansas City and Manhattan, they can come out and give you a free estimate on your house or building. I have used them at my house, and they always do a great job at a great price. They're owned by a K-State grad and a Herd and Fund supporter, Ron Buck, and are a member of the K-State Home Team Program. Call Ron Buck at Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680 or go to rbuckroofing.com.
Heat, drought, wind, hail, northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot. If your corn is under stress, you are too. Get Veltima fungicide, swift activity, with fast payback, an expanded application window. Makes life simple, and it's the secure choice. With powerful residual for visibly healthier corn. Swift, simple, secure. Veltima fungicide. Call your BASF rep today. Always read and follow label directions. Veltima fungicide is not registered in all states.
It's Thursday night. You know what that means. It's the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Entrust Bank and PowerCat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families will watch every game. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service. For all their tire and auto service needs, visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. K-State and Oklahoma this Saturday in Norman. Our coverage will begin at 9 o'clock on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Let me ask you a little bit about the scout team and the importance of that when you're getting ready to play an Oklahoma-type team or Big 12 good quality team. How difficult is it with the scout team to, say, simulate Spencer Rattler or simulate the speed of that defense? That's got to be a pretty tough assignment.
Yeah, it really is, and that's another reason. And our scout teams have had a really good last week. They've practiced really hard and given us a good look. And but we also need to go K-State versus K-State and get the speed of the routes in play. And we usually do that during our pass 7-on-7 stuff of just letting our offense run routes. And maybe I'll say to Coach Kleinerman, hey, let's play this coverage for these three or four plays for the offense. And offense, let's do this route combination so that they can see it from a different perspective and see fast athletes doing it. But, you know, it's a fine line. You don't want to be all scouts. Even though our scouts do a good job, you want to make sure that you get the older guys going against each other because they make each other so much better when they compete against each other at practice.
Very good. Let's go back to that quarterback, Spencer Rattler. He's such a highly regarded guy. What, you've been around the game a while now. What kind of advantage is it for a kid that, albeit short, he got into three games last year? How does that help him now, as you see that?
Well, it's going to help him immensely just because he's seen the game plan. You know, he's called it in the huddle or at the line of scrimmage. He's had the pictures and things, and so I think it's really important. And even if it's in a blowout game or he even got some quality snaps, I think it just makes your quarterback so much better. Will Howard will compete next year for the starting job with other kids, but you know, if you get him some snaps, you give Nick Oss some snaps, I think that's critical. You know, 2 years ago we gave a kid named Trey Lance three games to play behind Easton Stick, and he looked pretty doggone good. And lo and behold, the kid might be a first-round pick as a three-year guy. So it, for those young players, especially at that position, you just need to see pictures and get experience.
That's a great, great thing to bring up because it shows you – you say this all the time, but football is football. Whether it's North Dakota State, Kansas State, whatever it might be, this is a kid that you guys – identified, brought in, coached up, got a chance, and then when he really got a chance in that first full year, you see what happened. And you're right, they're literally talking about this kid being a very high first round pick. That's an amazing thing. It really is.
Not if you know that young man. It's not. I'm telling you, he is a special, special player and a phenomenal person. But you know, he learned from Easton Stick.
Yeah.
And then how did Easton know it? He learned from Carson Wentz. And so, you know, that's what culture does. That's what culture is the older guys aren't afraid to take the young guys under their wing and give them all the secrets to how to be successful. Because when they leave, they want to make sure their legacy stays intact and wants to make sure that the next guy can lead the group. And that's where I think Skyler's done a great job with all of our quarterbacks in the system right now.
It's an interesting point when you talk about culture. I would guess, ask you the question, I guess, this way. A lot of people would wonder if that just comes from strictly winning. How much of it is coaching? How much of it is recruiting the right kind of kid? or is it just the mixture of all of it? How does that weigh out?
Yeah, it's a mixture of everything, and winning obviously helps, and it breeds success and gets the guys more engaged. But I still think it's you have to give the older kids, your best kids, your leaders, your high integrity character kids ownership so that they can bring the younger guys along and not be fearful of, is this guy going to take my job? No, they hope that these guys are the next wave of the great player or the great leader that can hold somebody accountable, and it's everything. I mean, it's, and everybody thinks, well, it's what you do on the field. 90% of it is what you do off the field. How you carry yourself, what's your work ethic, are you a good citizen, do you do things right in the classroom, do you do things right in the weight room, you know. And we talk about this a lot. I've never been a part of a really good football team that had a bunch of knuckleheads off the field. It just doesn't work. You do things right off the field, in the classroom, weight room, community, all those things. You keep doing those things, you're going to have success on the field.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, too, because at the end of the day, those young kids that come in, and we've seen it here, too, prior to you at Kansas State. I think of maybe a great example would be a B.J. Finney, who came in and took every advantage that he had in his redshirt season as a true freshman and played behind a really good football player. And by the time he is a redshirt freshman and ready to play 4 years, he was ready in a big, big way. That's how it works.
It is. And that's what we're hoping for from a Cooper Beebe.
Yes.
You know, that learned from Adam Holtorf, Scott Frantz, those guys. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. You know, Will Jones learned from Denzel Goolsby. And those guys are so critical that not only are really good players, but more importantly, they see, well, this is how you do it. This is how you act. This is how you portray yourself off the field. This is what you do. And to see the accolades that an Adam Holtorf got, and he can still be a good football player, and see the accolades that a Denzel Goolsby got, and he can still be a good football player. Those things are so valuable to our program.
No doubt. Well said. We'll take a final break and wrap it up next. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
Heat, drought, wind, hail, northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot. If your corn is under stress, you are too. Get Veltima fungicide, swift activity, with fast payback, an expanded application window. Makes life simple, and it's the secure choice. With powerful residual for visibly healthier corn. Swift, simple, secure. Veltima fungicide. Call your BASF rep today. Always read and follow label directions. Veltima fungicide is not registered in all states.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Well, just enough time to kind of wrap up the show here with Coach Kleiman and wish you lots of luck. I know it's going to be an interesting trip. You're busing down which is a little bit different. And with social distancing, several buses. I think it's six, but I'm not positive of that. Your buddy Kenny there could probably tell us.
I think it is six, yeah. So it'll be a lot of people will be spread out.
Hey, Coach, best of luck. We appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much. It's always a challenge to go to Oklahoma, but I know it's one you're looking forward to.
You guys are excited about the opportunity, and we'll go play hard, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
You appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. That's the Chris Kleiman Show for tonight. Our thanks to Nate Lewis, to Jesse Piper, to Kenny Lanoue, to Jay Moline, Brian Smoller, and the coach of the Cats. I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks for listening, and good night. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the K-State Sports Network, this has been the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.